As we approach the holidays, we thought this would be the perfect time to bring you a few of our absolute favorite episodes for you to enjoy again or for the very first time. Tonight's meditation is called Get Sleepy by the Sea, where we will slow way down and sink our toes in the sand and hear the powerful, soothing waves lull us into a peaceful slumber. We hope you love it as much as we do. Sweet dreams. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. We cannot tell you how much your feedback means to us. A special thanks tonight goes to Hall45, who finds that Sleepwave is soothing, comforting, and gentle, and easily takes her to Sleepyland. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know via the reviews on Apple Podcasts. We read them every day, and your ratings and reviews help us reach even more people who need a little help with their sleep right now. The little Southern California town of Laguna Beach has always held a special place in my heart. My older sister used to live just north of there, and when I was in high school, I would fly over from Texas and spend the summers with her. On the weekends, we would sometimes go grab dinner, peruse the shops and galleries, or have a day on the beach in this little town. It is beautiful, with miles of gorgeous coastline and high cliffs towering overhead. Being a kid growing up in North Texas, which is mostly flat and dry, these summers surrounded by hills and water and palm trees were simply magical. Years later, when Billy and I were living in LA and searching for a wedding venue, we included Laguna Beach in our search. Being young artists on a budget, I was sure we couldn't afford anything in this pricey town, but we went to look anyway. As predicted, the hotels were out of our price range, but that was okay because they all felt somewhat stuffy to me anyway. Our last stop was a very casual little place, but we noticed that in addition to the typical hotel rooms, they had a house on site for rent. We asked to take a look, and the moment we stepped into it, my jaw hit the floor. It was a stunning 3-story house with huge windows and an unobstructed view of the water. It had a huge deck, which would be perfect for a ceremony and reception, so we could get married on the beach, but not be in the sand. Best of all, we could house our entire immediate family there, and it fit our budget to boot. We got married to the sounds of waves crashing at sunset in a small ceremony with only our family and a few close friends. The whole thing was relaxed and fun and was a whole weekend celebration with the people we love most in the world. One of the reasons I wanted to get married near the beach was because of that feeling I always get when I'm near water. I can feel my shoulders relax, my jaw unclench, my breathing gets deeper. My whole internal rhythm slows way down. I wanted my family and friends to have this experience too, of unwinding, celebrating, being immersed in nature and community. Whether or not you can jet off to a beach town yourself this weekend, tonight we're going to go on a visualization meditation to coastal California so we can all slow down, chill out, and let everything go but the joy of relaxing. This is Get Sleepy by the Sea by Billy Gill. Imagine yourself lounging on a sunny beach in Southern California. The salty air fills your senses and excites your sense of adventure. The white sand between your toes is exhilarating. You burrow into the sand until you reach the cool earth beneath the dry warmth of the sand. The water splashes playfully on the beach and runs the seagulls and sandpipers away from the rhythmic pulsation of the lapping waves. Tonight, there will be a bonfire. In the night air, with the dark ocean as a soundscape, locals love to gather near to enjoy the beach at night in the warm glow of the fire. These elements that coalesce on the beach constitute what the ancient Greek, Indian, and Taoist traditions affirm as the fundamental basis for matter in the universe. The classical elements in the Greek tradition are earth, water, fire, and air. The Indian philosophy that embraces the elements as a constituent of reality is the Sankhya system, which enumerates five basic elements: earth, water, fire, wind, and space. The Chinese system also has five. They are fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. There is an even deeper meaning in the elements, though. The elements correspond intuitively to our direct experience. The earth doesn't feel like a periodic table of elements. It feels like earth. There is a physiological relationship to the experience of the ground beneath your feet. All of your ancestors experienced that through the nerve endings in their feet in the same way that you do. If you haven't already made your way into a comfortable stillness in your bed, take this time to make any final adjustments. Once you have chosen a position that feels comfortable and supports easy, relaxed breathing, try to be still. Say to yourself, silently in your mind, I am going to practice meditation. For the duration of this meditation, I will remain very still. If you have to move, just make sure that it is conscious movement. No unconscious movement. As you dig your feet into the sand, you are connecting to the ancient history of the earth and bearing witness to a glimpse of that history in the here and now. You are rooted in the stabilizing force of the ground. You are also rooted in the stabilizing force of your own ancestry and the inheritance you have received from those who have gone before. Your genes are the inherited pattern of a human being. You are the expression of a perennial form known as a human. The earth has been a witness to every life in the history of humanity. It is the ground out of which humanity has sprung, and to which it will always return again and again. Just as your breath falls out of your body on the exhale and returns on the inhale, this cycle of transformation repeats and repeats. If you are able to follow the muscular pattern of the exhale, you notice the abdominal muscles pressing the air up and out of your lungs, successively from your upper, middle, and lower abdomen. The muscles engage until the exhale finishes clearly and definitively to a point in the center of the pelvic floor muscles. The pause at the base of the exhale corresponds to the earth element with its qualities of stability and weight. The inhale rises back up as the torso expands to make space for new air to flow inward. There is a pause at the top of the inhale when no air is moving in or out for a moment. This moment corresponds to the element of space or ether. Your next out-breath slowly descends toward its natural destination, the firm ground of the exhale. If the earth's essential quality is heaviness, the element of space is weightless and without pressure. It appears as sky. Even though we know the sky in our atmosphere contains many molecules of water and gas, the classical interpretation of ether was an element that didn't have any of the properties of earth, water, fire, and air. It became known as the fifth element. Ether couldn't be hot, or cold, or wet, or dry. It is such a rarefied substance that it is called quintessence. Indian philosophers called it akasha and imbued it with the significance of consciousness itself. Lying back on this sunny beach, you see the sky above you. The air that floats through the pure sky exists within it. The thoughts that float through your mind exist within the pure sky of your consciousness. Akasha, akasha, akasha. Pure sky, pure sky, pure sky. Thank you. feel the air flowing into your lungs. On the beach, you are able to smell the earthy scent of ocean and shore as the sun shines its warmth on your skin. Breathe out. Linger in the pause between the breaths as long as you like. Go on following the easy and effortless flow of the breath. To the ancient Greeks, air is the atmosphere that surrounds us, and also the breath itself. The air of the breath is so necessary to life that this element was closely linked to the Greek word psyche, literally breath of life, or simply the soul itself. Through your body sustains life. It swirls all around you and within you. The boats sailing in the distance catch the air and speed across their course. Our breath carries us through life like this. When the mind simply rides on the breath, following its natural rhythm and resting on its swells and currents, there is a calm surrender that follows. A seed floats on the wind and finds its way to its destination. It doesn't struggle at all. It sails on the air as its vehicle with assurance. Let go of any effort to control the mind and simply follow the flow of breath and connect to the element of air that is all around us and within us. The air is experienced as sensation and the sense of touch. Feel the movement of the breath as it moves through your torso and unfolds in its own time. The conscious awareness of mind is the sky, the sensations, thoughts, and currents of emotion are felt as the wind that blows gently across your skin as you meditate on the beach, embedded in this matrix of elements. The ancient Taoist sage, Lao Tzu, says water is soft and flexible, but has the power to erode the hardest material like rock and metal. This means that the soft overcomes the hard. The inherent power of water reminds us that there is strength in softness. The most yielding thing overcomes the most rigid. Tension dissolves in your body as you feel the soft, yielding quality of water within your own body. The gentle movements of the breath move the fluids in the spaces of your tissues. If air corresponds to sensations, water is related to feelings and intuition. Sensation has to do with how your nervous system processes information that it senses in the environment. Feeling has a much more emotional quality and implies intuition. The waters of your belly are where you register gut feelings. Intuition is a response to something you feel deeply within yourself. These feelings come from the depth of your psyche. It's like the ocean, in that there are vast, unknown, and unexplored regions of your unconscious that wash up on the shore of your conscious mind from time to time, in the form of an intuition. Often, these are glimpses of some deeper truth that you may not fully grasp consciously. Nonetheless, it is a message from something beyond our ability to understand and deserves its due. Honor the ocean of your subconscious as you gaze upon the horizon. From the shore of your conscious mind, wonder at its mysteries and yield to its immensity. Surrender into the depth of your subconscious. Deeper. 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 as night falls and the stars appear. Each one of them is a sun burning brilliantly through the cosmos. The classical element of fire dances in those distant stars, just as it flickers in the bonfire that illuminates and keeps you warm on the beach at night. Fire is more subtle than earth and water. It transforms. It is the principle of transformation. It liberates that energy that is latent as potential energy. This is why the Indian tradition saw fire as the messenger by which ritual offerings were conveyed to the realm of the gods. When early humans gained control of fire, it was a transformational moment in the history of the world. It allowed for heat and light in the cold and dark. People cooked with it, allowing for a wider range of nutrition from food. The element of fire within you represents the potential for transformation within you. The bonfire crackles as it transforms the driftwood to the subtle smoke that wafts into the sky. The stars shine down on the water. The beach is calm and serene at night. The classical elements are a map of what it feels like to be here, manifesting as an expression of nature. You, yourself, are composed of these elements, these forces. As you rest comfortably in your bed,